Herbs in Action. Reflections and stories from the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Botany in Action Fellows, discussing herbs from around the world.
My name is Sarek Mattson. I am in the fourth year of my PhD at the University of California, Berkeley. I'm studying plant-based technologies for soil remediation with the overall goal of helping urban farmers remediate mildly contaminated vacant lots so they can then grow food there. And what I'm working on specifically is using a fern, Pteris vittata, to take up arsenic from soil. An herb that I've had a lot of personal experience with is tulsi, Osimum sanctum. It's also known as holy basil. It's in this great class of herbs called the adaptogens, which help our bodies deal with stress. Tulsi is in the mint family. It's an aromatic plant. You'll recognize it. It looks like basil, square stem, opposite leaves, and the leaves can have a red or purple tinge to them. It has the flowers, just like a mint or basil, come up on a little spike at the ends of the stems. It's an important part of daily Ayurvedic traditions in India, where drinking tulsi tea is just a part of one's daily routine. The reason I like tulsi is because it promotes the calm mind, a sort of clear-headed disposition. It helps just regulate our body function and maintain homeostasis and balance, while also helping with targeted body function, like maintaining normalized blood sugar levels and blood pressure, and then also acting as an antidepressant. Plants like this, I think, are also helpful for children these days in an age of all sorts of stimuli and rampant ADHD diagnoses. This can be a nice way of promoting calmness.
Herbs in Action is a collaboration between Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens and the Saturday Light Brigade, and is made possible by the Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation, dedicated to educating the community about the many benefits and uses of herbs. To hear this feature again, or to learn more about herbs from around the world, visit mjbergerfoundation.org.